In the last two decades, New York bass player Scott Colley has backed jazz musicians including singer Carmen McRae, pianists Herbie Hancock and Fred Hirsch, saxophonists Chris Potter and David Binney, and drummers T.S. Monk and Antonio Sanchez. Colley also leads his own record dates. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Colley's new album has a strong sense of place, even if it's one he's never visited.
Scott Colley's new album is called Empire, named for a sod house Kansas hamlet where his ancestors settled after the Civil War. Not the Empire, Kansas, near Lake Canopolis, but a short-lived community near McPherson on the prairie, abandoned in the 1870s when the railroad passed it by. Scott Colley's not from those parts, but his music fits the wide-open flatlands where you can see the weather coming on. For extra rural twang, he's got Bill Frisell on bluesy, country, jazz guitar. Scott Colley's slow, singing bass there nods to his old teacher, Charlie Hayden, the Missouri bassist with a touch of the Ozarks in his sound. Colley's Empire is for various combinations of five musicians, including pianist Craig Taborn, known for rambunctious playing with James Carter, Tim Byrne, and Dave Douglas. In his solos here, Taborn catches the stillness of sparsely populated landscapes. He makes a few notes carry far. It's all in the touch and the timing and quiet support from Brian Blade's drums. This music's spine is made of wires and wood, the ringing tones of bass, piano, and guitar. The lone horn player is trumpeter Ralph Alessi, whose pealing sound lends Copeland-esque grandeur to the amber waves. He and Frisell stir things up a little, too, to make sure the music's not contemplative all the time. Scott Colley's lyrical, catchy tunes bring Empire halfway home, but it's the players who complete the job, who breathe life into the frameworks he builds. This is Heartland music, born in Manhattan. Not Manhattan, Kansas. The other one.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed Empire, the new album by bassist Scott Colley, on the Cam Jazz label. You can join us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air. And you can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, and Marie Baldonado, Joan Tui Westman, Sam Brigger, John Myers, John Sheehan, Lauren Krenzel, and Heidi Simon. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from Angie's List, providing consumer reviews on local professionals from physicians and veterinarians to plumbers and roofers. Details at angieslist.com. From Fox Searchlight Pictures, presenting 127 Hours, starring James Franco and based on the true story of Aaron Ralston, now in select theaters. And from Chevrolet, maker of The Bolt, it's more car than electric. Available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. This is NPR.
On the next Fresh Air.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
We'll listen back to an interview with Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine, the songwriting team behind that song. Martin has a new memoir recalling his days writing for Broadway musicals. Join us.
Troubles will be out of sight.